The Ubley defense made a nice interception, and they forced a three and out early. But that was because on third and three, Harbor Beach lost a yard. You cannot lose yards. You gain 2 yards, you go for it on fourth down. Ubley made the interception. That's kind of changed the game. But defensively, when that defense is on the field for almost 20 minutes, that's where they're getting beat in this game.
There's no other way to say it. Ubley is absolutely dominating every aspect of this ball game, and the score shows it 20-6. I mean, when you hold the ball 20 minutes to our reach for 4 minutes, there's not much you're going to be able to do for our reach. It's amazing they even have 6 points at this point.
Like I said, if it wasn't for a fairly long touchdown pass on a great play, Nathan Seaman was the third or fourth option on that play, and then it was a perfect throw on the run over the shoulder. Nathan Seaman hauls it in. It was absolutely fantastic to watch. But for our reach, that's it. That's all you have to talk about. It was all Black, all Bearcats all evening long, and they have simply pushed Harbor Beach around to the point where I just don't know if Harbor Beach is going to get enough series in the second half to make any sort of comeback.
Ubley has 8 tackles on defense, 1 interception, and 1 tackle for a loss. Leading the way, Isaac Warzynski with 3 tackles, and then 1 tackle apiece for Levi Peruski, Carson Holeski, Colin Oberski, Nolan Van Erp, and Ethan Peruski. And the tackle for a loss, Shane Ozentoski for 9 yards.
They should have a sack on the play because the half ended on a sack.
Shane Ozentoski is actually a sack there, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Harbor Beach's defense leading the way. Ethan Hessling with 8 tackles. Linebacker there. Mason Booms, 5 tackles. Devin Puff, 4 tackles, as well as Dakota Deer. Then 3 tackles apiece for Luke Woodkey, Grant Smiglinski, and Jacob Kirsch. And then 1 tackle apiece for the remainder. Evan Smiglinski, Jeff Oakley, Ben Rogenbach, Nathan Seaman, Michael Anderson, Dylan Kadar. That's all your no tackles for a loss on the night for Harbor Beach. That's been a positive gain for Ubley on every single run this evening. And one of the biggest points in my stance here for Harbor Beach's defense where they really screwed up was that unforced error and that personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct. They would have had a 3rd and 10 situation for the Ubley Bearcats. Instead, it was a 3rd down and a yard to go, and they scored on the next play.
Yeah, absolutely, and penalties will hurt you. Turnovers hurt you just as bad, and you just cannot do it. And Harbor Beach committed 2 very mortal sins there in turning it over and committing penalties. And sometimes you can get away with penalties, but that was absolutely a bad one. That was Harbor Beach was losing in the game. And they finally get a 1st down, stop of no gain. They get a stop of no gain on 2nd down, and the flag comes extremely late. So I don't know what that Harbor Beach defender said, because it was not a late hit. But whatever he said was clearly vulgar enough where that official was not going to take it. And that gave Ubley, basically gave them their 3rd touchdown. So either way, that's the way the first half went. It was all Bearcats all game long. So impressive how they've come in to this field and absolutely dominated the home team.
We are 4 minutes away from kicking off the second half as the Ubley Bearcats lead the Harbor Beach Pirates after 24 minutes of play, 20-6 in the Division 8 District Championship. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Lost chemistry with your bank? Try North Star Bank's formula. North Star Bank knows the commitment, hard work, knowledge, and patience that farming requires. North Star Bank's ag lending team has built a strong history of agricultural lending throughout our communities. They understand the business of farming and are here to provide financial solutions.
This is Chuck Wright, ag lending specialist at North Star Bank. Our team of ag lenders have helped farms and agribusinesses of all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage your day-to-day operational expenses, our ag lenders will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness.
Contact your local North Star Bank branch today to speak to one of North Star Bank's experienced ag lenders. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
I'm Brad Moore, owner of Moore Shoreline here in Seaboyne. Let's face it, I grew up in a Ford family, and having the Chevrolet store has allowed me to meet a lot of new, great new people. Who are loyal to Buick and Chevrolet, and that has been very gratifying. And I've also enjoyed bringing a couple of my old customers from Kerouac to purchase a Chevrolet or a Buick. I'm really thankful for all the customers that have truly helped put this store back on the map. The thing I appreciate most about the team here at Moore Shoreline is their professionalism. Let's face it, they just make me look good. They make my job easy. When I purchased the store 12 years ago, I was blown away with the talent that was here. Many of my employees have been here 10, 20 years, and we've really become a family. And the best thing about the team here at Moore Shoreline is they're your neighbors and friends. You really do get more at Moore Shoreline.
And on to the second half, with Ubley leading by 14 points. Harbor Beach won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer, so they will be receiving the ball to start this second half. And we'll see if Troy Schelke and Ron Ribble were able to ignite their team at half, and get a little offense rolling, and make some defensive stops. If not, Ubley is going to roll right through this entire game.
They have already. The opposite locker room, Coach Sweeney's trying to make sure the bottles of champagne weren't popped too early, because this was absolutely perfect. He's in there trying to keep his team motivated and say, hey, we won the first half. Let's win the third quarter and then the fourth quarter and continue to dominate in this fashion. And it starts with this first series. This first series will determine how this game is going to go. If it's a 3-and-out for Harbor Beach, you can pack up and go home if you're the home team, as far as I'm concerned, because you're in deep trouble. But if they're able to score in this game, now it's back to what we were talking about, Clark. Can the defense get off the field? If not, if you're Ubley, how can we continue to do the same thing? You have to expect Harbor Beach to make some changes. Where are they and what are they, and how can we then change our game plan to continue to do what we did in the first half, and that's have long, slow drives that lead to 6 points.
20-6, Ubley leading. Casey Sweeney will be kicking off from the right side of your radio at the 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Pirates, that'd be Michael Anderson. He stands at the 8. To the right of him would be Nathan Seaman and Devin Puff. To the left, they're at the 15. 20-6, 14-point lead for the Bearcats at halftime, and we are underway in the third quarter. This is a line drive, bounces at the 27, and rolls in by Michael Anderson at the 18. He has it, he's across the 25, and he's going to be wrapped up. Fumble on the play, and Harbor Beach jumps on it at the last second. 26 seconds, or at the 26-yard line, ball is still loose, and they're going to say, they're saying, Ubley ball. I'm not sure how that happens, how you blow it dead. The ball was way out, and yet the official who saw it was under a black jersey when it was last seen before. So regardless, though, Ubley will start out on offense at the Harbor Beach 26-yard line.
Wow. Michael Anderson never had a good handle on the ball, and when he fumbled it, I thought Nathan Seaman jumped on it. I thought that was
That's very clear from here.
But clearly what happens in the pile happens in the pile. By the time the officials got there, the ball was actually 10 yards from the pile. And they're going to say it was Ubley ball. Now, that changes things dramatically. Ubley's able to score here. This game is, oh, man, this game is far out of reach.
Olbersky gets the handoff, and he gets out for maybe a yard, down to the 25-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling. That's his ninth tackle for the night so far here. 11:40 remains in the third. Ubley on offense after recovering the fumble on the kickoff, leading 20-6.
Yeah, and a good stop there by the Harbor Beach defense. But Ubley still doing their same thing. But that time, there wasn't a 3 or 4 yard gain. It was like just two. We'll see how they respond on second down.
Back up to the line at the 24 and a half yard line, splitting the hash marks. Casey Sweeney on the left side of your radio, surveying the defense. Three men backfield, same as all night. It's going to be quarterback keeper around the right side. Harbor Beach is there to swarm him and bring him down for absolutely no gain. Tackle made by Devin Puff, and he was motivated on those flats on the far side. No gain, third down and 9.
Gosh, I haven't seen a black jersey run that hard to make a tackle all evening. Why wait till you're down 20-6 to start playing football? I'll never understand. I said this last week about Harbor Beach. Here they are again. But Bearcats get no gain on that place. Third down and 8. Coach Sweeney now, let's see what they come up with. But the ball is still in their court. They are deep.